It's time to talk Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series on the team.
And joining us this morning on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, his team is the runner-up last year at the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series. Right now, the number six team in the last JUCO baseball poll. Anthony Gillich joins us. Anthony, good to talk with you, man. How are you?
Hey, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's always great to talk with you. Welcome back to Grand Junction. Your ball club taking care of business, winning the West District title. Had to beat Salt Lake Community College to get the job done. Had to beat them in two games, and you get the job done with a couple of really good victories, picking up a 4-2 win and then a 12-4 win at their place. And Shane Spencer, guy that we saw last year in the Junior College World Series for you on the bump, Shane Spencer helping to lead the way on the mound for your team again.
Yeah, I mean, he threw an outstanding game. He went 10 innings, complete game in an elimination game for us to win game one against Salt Lake when we had to beat him twice, and just threw extremely well. And, yeah, I mean, he pitched the national championship game last year against McLennan, threw extremely well. I think when he came out of the game, it was 2-1. We were down. I think he'd thrown six innings or 5 or 6 innings. And so, I mean, he threw outstanding. And so, yeah, he did a heck of a job for us. On Saturday, we needed that. Salt Lake was a really good team, a lot of layers to their offense, and just tough to defend. And so he did a great job.
How much does it help for guys like a Shane Spencer, Anthony, guys that have been here before, been to Grand Junction, been through the grind of getting through that district? That even the situation was being that you had to win two games on Saturday to get back here. That you guys been there, done that, know what it takes to get to Grand Junction, and you're able to kind of fall back on that experience and that confidence.
Yeah, I think a lot. I mean, we've actually had 5 elimination games so far this year. We had 2 against Cochise in a 3-game series. They beat us game one. We had to come back and beat them twice. And then in the district, we lost to Salt Lake and had to beat Southeast from Nebraska and then Salt Lake twice. And so we've had 5 elimination games. And so, yeah, I think having those older guys and guys that have done it, just I don't necessarily think it's like the words they say or anything like that. I think it's just knowing they've been there and just kind of they bring a little calm into the dugout, you know, opposed to – you know, maybe some panic or some press or something like that. And so there's just, I don't know, a little bit of little confidence, a little calm around the dugout, you know, and it helps in those situations for sure, because it's easy to get tight and worry about your season when it's all on the line.
Vaquero's head coach Anthony Gillich with us today on the Team Sports Network. Kiko Romero, boy, what a district tournament he had. 6 home runs during that stretch for your ball club to help lead your bats. He had a sensational postseason.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a good player. I'm not sure that you can say, hey, he was hot or anything like that. I mean, he's just a good player. He was with us last year, and, you know, he's going to University of Arizona next year. And he's just kind of been a hitter his whole life. You know, in high school, he's a really good hitter. And the last couple of years with us, he's been a good hitter. But he showed up this last weekend. Yeah, he had 6 home runs in 5 games. Offensively, you know, he really carried us as far as – and we had other guys that hit well. But, I mean, he has a bunch of RBIs and then the big hits, the home runs. And so, he did an excellent job.
Anthony Gillich, coach of Central Arizona, with us today on the Team Sports Network, coming back to Grand Junction for the Junior College World Series. A couple other guys that, you know, we talk about Kiko Romero and what a great job he did in that tournament. But Jalen Ray hit .480. Tyrese Johnson hit .600 for you. So it's not just Kiko Romero. There were other guys that certainly delivered for you during that district tournament run.
Yeah, it was fun because like a guy like Tyrese Johnson, I mean, he hadn't started much for us this year, you know, but we kind of rolled the dice with him and thought he was a good matchup, and he showed up. You know, he did a great job, made the most of his opportunity. We started Daniel Davila in the final game, and he hadn't started much for us as a pitcher. He was pitching out of the pen. You know, Sam Richard threw 6 innings, which is part of his relief appearance the whole year in that final game as well. Tyson Heaton threw out of the pen in game one, which he's been a starter for us all year. So, I mean, a lot of guys were in different roles and different spots, and it was fun to see him step up and I don't know, not be overwhelmed by the moment and just go out there and compete. It was fun just to see him have some success.
Vaquero's head coach Anthony Gillich with us today on the Team Sports Network. Of course, tomorrow we'll find out the seeding for the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But I do want to get back to your pitching staff. We referenced Shane Spencer, who got the start for you last year in town against McLennan in the championship game. But, you know, guys like Tyler Wozner and Spencer, guys that have experience, And it's a luxury to have, is it not, Anthony, to have those guys have that kind of experience, knowing what it's like to throw on that mound at Saplesio Field with certainly big crowds and all the things that go with playing in the Junior College World Series. Great to have pitchers that know what that's like, and they've been through that.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it brings a little bit of calm, but I mean, also on the pitching side, you know, actually guys that have stood on the mound and looked back at the crowd and those kind of things. I mean, I think the JUCO jitters are real. You know, I think those, just for the guys with first time they've been there and those kind of things, we're used to playing in front of tens of people, you know, and so, you know, it's fun to look in there and have some thousands of people. And so, you know, it's a cool experience for them. So, yeah, I think guys like Shane Spencer and Lozner and Devin Dixon and Pico Romero and Dusty Garcia, the guys who played in this tournament last year and had some success, I think it'll help them moving forward. I mean, it certainly won't hurt them.
Who's the player for you, or a couple of guys, that have been sneaky, good, under the radar players for you, that have delivered maybe more than what you thought they would in this season, contributed more than you thought they would starting out?
Jalen Ray, for sure. I mean, Jalen Ray last year didn't play much for us. I think he had like 180 for us, and just got off to a slow start, and our team got off to a hot start. So it was tough to just get him in the lineup and those kind of things. And he's a great kid and continued to work. And he's leading our team in hitting this year. I mean, he led our team in hitting in the fall and kind of our lead up to our season. And then he's been our leading hitter the whole way. And just the way he works and what a, you know, the kind of teammate he is. I mean, it doesn't necessarily surprise me that he's getting success, but to the amount that he is, I mean, it's just fun to watch because he's, like I said, he's been a catalyst. I mean, he's hitting in between a bunch of good hitters and right in front of Kiko, who's, you know, probably our best hitter. And so I'm happy for him. I'm proud of him. But I mean, he's been unbelievable. I mean, I think he's hitting like 380 something. And remember, I mean, our conference is with that the entire year,
right? Until
last weekend. And so, you know, he's doing it. I mean, he's really going.
Central Arizona head coach Anthony Gilich with us today on the Team Sports Network. They have qualified for the Junior College World Series after finishing up as the runner-up to McLennan last year, winning the national championship in 2019 when they defeated Iowa Western. And, I mean, you think about it, boy, I mean, you've won a championship, Anthony, 2019, 2020. We didn't play the series because of COVID, and then last year you were a runner-up to the Junior College World Series. I think it speaks volumes about where your program is right now in terms of the national perspective. I mean, your program right now is among the best in junior college baseball when you look at the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. It's such a difficult road out of the West District, too. I mean, you have good teams, good series. We had to win a series with Seattle Pie. We had to win a series with Cochise, which are both, you know, great storied programs. And we had to go to Salt Lake, and so it's a tough road. And you know, I mean, the teams that are in this field this time, I mean, these are some pretty impressive teams. So this should be a really good tournament here this year in 2022. And you know, just excited to watch other teams play from different parts of the country, different parts of the region. Everybody has a little bit different style of play, and everybody's so talented that, you know, it's just going to be fun to watch and fun to compete with them.
Tomorrow's the seeding. I think we probably talked about it a little bit last year. Just your take on tomorrow, where we do this for the second time with the baseball committee seeding this tournament.
Yeah, I think it makes it fun. You know, I mean, it creates a little bit of buildup, a little bit of buzz, and you get to, you know, see not only what time you're playing and what day you're playing, but who you're playing and whoever else is playing. And so it just makes it, I think that idea was a good idea to come up with. You know, it just creates a little bit more buzz about an already good thing, you know, and so an already great thing. You know, I mean, the JUCO is unbelievable. And so I think that just kind of adds another layer to it that just kind of makes it exciting for the players, the fans, the coaches, you know, and probably, you know, the people of Grand Junction too.
Anthony Gilich, Central Arizona coach, with us today on the Team Sports Network. I want to ask you about something that may or may not happen going forward. There has been some talk with the NJCAA and the JUCOs out in California about trying to find some way for them to maybe move their state tournament to maybe get them into the Junior College World Series here in Grand Junction. Maybe part of that would be folding them into your district, the West District. I guess just your takeaway on that. If you know, California somehow does become involved in, you know, finally after all these years in the Junior College World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be great. I think, you know, there's so many good teams in California. It's such a big state. It's a just talent-rich area for baseball. So, I mean, I think for the Junior College World Series for Grand Junction, I think it's a positive. I mean, it sure would make our district harder, you know. I mean, which I already think is one of the hardest in the country.
And sure.
So, I think to add that many, that many teams or available teams and talent, you know, make it tougher. And so, but yeah, I mean, I think it'd be great. When we get the Grand Junction, we want the best teams there. And I think, you know, being able to add a team from California or even Washington, Oregon, for that matter. I mean, I think it should be a total national tournament. Right now, it's 47 states. I think, you know, if you added in those three, I think it'd be great. It would make it a true national tournament.